And the Chulin ben Avchana. The same Mishnah, just on the other side, the other Mishnah says, Chanina ben Chachnioi.
Part of the other Mishnah.
No, the Mishnah we're going to learn, Hanir Belayla Vechuzo. So in this print, it has a Chulin ben Avchana. It has a Chanina ben Avchana. I was going to say that all the other words in the Mishnah, I didn't understand at least the name, but we'll see the name is also not clear.
That changes the whole Pshat in the
Mishnah. Maybe. That could be that much better with a novel. The girl is good. Chani ben chach lo yoimer. Ani lo balaylo, ramahalach b'der hechidi, umachana libo levatala, hareze mischayit benavshoi. Count the words, multiply by 3, that's how many problems we have. Anir Balayla. If you have a person that has a problem sleeping. So, Sky Benafsha. My mother-in-law would accept that challenge. There are different mahalchim in the mafreshim that they try to deal with it. In some of them they understood the pshat, but I can't say that I do. And there, the laila, the whole thing, they can be learned two ways. One way is to learn stops after each one, and that's a three-part statement. And there, the laila, there's a third. Or is all one thing, right? Those two, and finally the Vatola. So that's what I meant. Right? Those two together. That in these two situations, if you want to find a lima, the Vatola, there's this high benaksha. The problem that that would take care of the what do you call it? People are sticking. That means that. You only find a libel of a toll is only a problem at B'nai of a line of the Halkei Hechidi. So the first problem, I guess, would be, assuming that that's Pshat Mishnah, so then the problem is going to be, in the final libel of a toll should L'chor be a wasn't any introductions or any circumstances. The final libel of a toll, that itself should be the problem. Why is Mishchai of the Nashua is the second problem? But B'chol, even if the subject was infallibly told that's the problem, so that should be in all kinds, in all circumstances. The person is finally told that's what we're talking about. So, in a Chanami, that was the version that learned separate. So, finally we were told even by day. And they are Belayla, the Halacha Yechidi is special circumstance. But if you learn all together, so then, it's only day to day you can finally be the Vatola. That's no problem. It's only if you're near the Laila that's the problem. So that's one of the old fashioned answer one question with the other approach. Why are you Skype and Asha? It's a far believer in the Vatola the whole time. It's not so terrible. Nothing was high for Nash, but these particular two times, they have a line of half their Hechidi, and he's a family of the Vatala, so that's so severe, that's why he's in his high for Nash. It's a plausible approach. It leaves us with actually, I need to understand the significance of the Chochis, these two particular circumstances. So actually, I have to play the Mishnah, either it stands on its own and there is a suffer problem, or you have to learn that it's a special circumstance that a final libri or Vatola applies to and comes to the severity of the Sky of the Nasha. So actually, we have to have some understanding the special severity, special difficulty of this time, dangerous times, may have allowed him out there to feed him. That's it, as much as I know.
That's it?
It's about, until this part was pretty clear. He just looked cloudy. So we'll try. So although Hoshi Mitchell Kufi Darkai is out to give us some understanding of an approach of these particular times, what's the significance? Even if we can't add it all up, but at least we can get some, whatever we can pick up, we'll pick up. We'll start with the Benyana. What's special about these times? The Benyana says, very interesting approach. Almost opposite approach to this more standing mouth that I usually write here. These are Eis Rotzen. Since it's a Zman Rotzen, so you have to be in tune to the times. It's not a Rotzen, you have to be dealing with Dvorim that are of favorite Tzayna. Because they're eating Shabbos. And Eis Rotzen, there's an Eis that's the Rotzen, there's an Eis that's the Chas. And Eis Rotzen is an opportunity which gives us a responsibility to address that opportunity.
That the background
of the Mishnah relates to the idea of Shalei Nivra Alayla Ella. Lashena or Yusuf. It's two possibilities. Why does the Bereshit make Laila in the world? So there are two very important activities that are given in one sentence in Chazal. The river Laila El Lashena or the Yusuf. There are two very productive activities that a person can do at night. This one night was created for you. You can sleep or you can hurt. So the Mishnah is telling us that it's either or. You're sleeping fine, that's a good time to sleep, no problem. No problem, sleep, production. You're not sleeping, you're native Lila. So this, you want to do other things now? No. This, my Nivra. Lila is only Nivra only for Shayna or for Gis. You're not sleeping, you're not Lila. During the day, we would learn that again. So, it's different for many activities also for a person. But nighttime is a time where there's very restricted possibilities, right? This is it. It's either Shema or Gisa.
It includes working. People shouldn't work at night, for instance.
No. So, the morale excludes that. The morale addresses that problem. And even though there are other issues, unfortunately, would seem to say that it's not the proper time to do work. But the mouse minds, it doesn't mean that you're not allowed. There's something you say, you're not allowed to do work at night. And if a person has a particular type of profession or situation where the best time for them to do this work is at night, so that's not what the mission is talking about for halal. So you can go ahead and do your work, that's not the question. Always, if you can't go forward, you go backwards, it's general in life. Right? So, you have to get some understanding of what's the significance of night. Le Nivra Ella זה שיינה או זה גייסה? שיינה. אני מבין. What's so special about night? Because it's dark, because it's what? And Ech and Ami were, from an early age, Ami put us to bed at night. We've been kind of keeping it up since then. And sometimes we stay there over there too, in the siesta hour, and we can't go out siesta hour. What's that 2 to 4? That's it. Yeah, 2 to 4. My ball playing 2 to 4. Siesta hour. I'm a the Torah is teaching us Yim Vailo is from, goes back a long way, like from Pasuk Beis, you know. Yim Vailo is like in the basics of Maaseh Bereishis. And the basics of Maaseh Bereishis, from the way the basic structure, Yim Vailo. So the Mishnah is teaching us here that Vailo either sleep, or Torah. But Neir Belayla and not Torah, so then you're not in line. The Mal explains that what we're saying, the practical question is whether if I need to do my business, can I do business tonight? Yeah, you can do business tonight. It's not an Issa. It's going to teach us here. If it would be an Issa, it would be a Halacha. So then there's no exceptions to these things. You can't make Cheshbonos. We're trying to learn Ikaron over here, which is to give us some type of directive. Matter of fact, it's possible that if we understand the Mishnah correctly, then it may make a difference during the day too. But the name of Belayla is a special situation which requires special analogy. Meaning the understanding of the time, the opportunity of the time. Whatever you'll be doing during that time, if you want to know what the time is, and if you're aware of what time it is that you're dealing with, so everything will be accordingly. The question is, so what's special about the night? So we sleep at night. I don't know why we sleep at night, because we work all day, so you're tired at night. And I'll prove it to you. There's these guys who work all night. They work all night. They're very tired of sleeping in the day. Well, really, what you can do is, so the scientists will come out with the people that have some executives and they tell you that it doesn't really work. The people that work at night sleep for the day is gamished. It's going against Mother Nature. Mother Nature is the means, the mission of the devotion set up the world. The night's special time, either learn or sleep. So last week we talked about eating. So this week we're going to talk about sleeping. I didn't know about these Mishnahs. They were the right there. I just opened the
eating makes you tired.
Eating makes you tired. Depends. That's what you're drinking. Why sleep? A person lives only one short lifetime, and it's such a tremendous percentage of that lifetime has to be spent in bed. It's insulting. It's a ganz Geschmack. You have a good parent, right? It really is very, very strange. I tell you, the strange. Thank you. And the two choices that are given also are strange. Sleeping or learning. What's the title of the Shabbos at the beginning of the Shin? Shema, Shina. So, the Shabbos and Shabbos, Shayna Vishavas Tanya. Shayna Vishavas Tanya. Tzadish Shavasim. Not, well, you have two choices. So if either Elul is there, Elul is there, then the Tzadish Shavasim, in a Kula that's specific to these two things, is that which correlates to the time called Laila. So no Niva Laila, these two. So we just understand what's Laila, what's Shayna, what's this special. The person says, Ray Chokmosu Belaila. So he learns all day. Special shmir. Make sure that Shalai Yetzi if you lie there, Chalimatan. What happens at night? What's different at night? What's special about this time? What is it? What's the significance? The truth of the matter is, I don't know. I'm solid, a real proper shot to understand things so it should be understood. But we have to try the best we can, so we'll talk around this again. We'll see if we can come to some understanding. The Rebbeinu starts off in the positive light, so we'll start with him. It tells us this is a shoyis v'tzuyis. It's a very strange concept. Why is Laila shoyis v'tzuyis? Anybody who picked up any Drush Sefer ever knows that Drush number one is that the world is Yayim v'Laila, Choshech v'Laila, Golos v'Gul. And the good times are Marshal of the Yayim, or in the bad times, Marshal of Laila, Choshech. This is Shoyis v'tzuyis. The other malach that many of them were forcing girls, that Lila, these are dangerous times. Lila being dangerous times, Shoyis v'sukkos, the Nezikim, things like that, have special shlita at night. That's their time. And a person has to have special anogas. Going to the jungle. Kriyishma. So you go to sleep, you have Kriyishma. If you're up, so Kriyishma is Alamita. That means if you're sleeping on Alamita. So if you're near Valayla, so then you need a special Shmir Divita. So what's the, where's the Benjamin come from? So I said, so yes. And we see Lakapitayot from the Rabbam, that he's right, so I said, so yes. It's Masudul for Rui Chachmosa. So for the Kesetur is dependent on Shalom Yipatl Fila Laila Echad Vila Laisaf. I'll explain this. So can you hear it is something special, there is something with Suyus about these times. So the standard Rush, which we're not going to go down that path, just because it's standard going up, is the other. Okay? Because it's a difficult time, it's the off time, it's the night time, it's everybody else is sleeping when he's learning. So the special grounding points that you get for the effort grades that make it special. That's good. Maybe it's true. I don't know the intuition, but it's true. I'm not so good on grammar principle.
I say it's Russian.
What's that?
It's Russian.
So, that's what I say, I don't accept that chat as an Israel. So, this turning around negativism into positivism by the fact that, I don't know, it's negative, so it's positive. Right? It's nice. It's a simple to it. There are places in which you apply, but you have to be very careful. There are some things that we've gotten used to, and they're like catch-alls. Coveralls. Whenever you get a problem, throw it down and you've answered it. Yeah. So this is very important. That's true. All these things are true every day. But to say that it's an ace for outside, call us it's an ace for outside. Because it's more difficult. Right? No. It's not. It's an ace itself. So you can switch around from one to the other. But a tzor is a tzor, a rotzi is a rotzi. There's a side in Klal Yisrael's existence as a klal, and as Yom V'Laila in the whole world, in each individual in his life, where the Yom and the Laila that we talk about as being the time of Toiv, the time of Choshech, the time of things are going well, or things are supposed to be source, and call us. We'll start with Klal Yisrael. Vadai, if we would take the Zman of the Bais, called the Nesrotzi, if we take the Zman of Golos Bode, called Golos, Golos, not a Nesrotzi. And on the basic level of the situation of Klal Yisrael, both in Gashmius for sure, and also in Nuchmius. So, this one of Gula was one, this Nidish Kayu, Zetor, and Golos night is night. Night is my music. Golos is the time of music. And watch out! You need special Shmir to get through the Golos without survival tactics. But there's another plague. There's another aspect of Klal Yisrael's existence which not only is not affected by the difficulties of situations, not only does not relate to difficult situations, but on that level it's beemes and esot. The fact that the yisurin of the time may be connected in the heksha, which allows a person to come into contact with such levels, that's to that degree that I said before is true. But the yisurin of the one is miyuchad only for Torah. In Torah you have, if you'll see in Christ, I'll take walk into any base medrash, at the library, and he eats his form. Starting from Chazal and down, and then see how many Sfar were written Bizman HaTayif, how many Sfar were written Bizman HaKosha and HaLeilas. You'll find out that amazing percentage, this is not, I saw this in the Sefer, 80% of the Sfar that we have were written in difficult times. That is not surprising. As I was had, you go from the time of Chazal further, so 90% of time has been like that. So it doesn't prove that much. Echonami, not trying to prove anything statistically. It's not statistics. But L'chor, we would think not that way. The Pasht is that Bizman HaTov, Bizman HaGul, Bizman HaYun, Bizman HaShabes HaMidrash HaYakai, you say things looking, you say a circle, the Bani Bez HaMidrash HaSinch looking, you say a circle. The reason why a person has a difficulty in the interior is because there's no Bez HaMidrash. We were away, Golos, Lilo, and there's a Mechitza Shabarzi, Beninu, Lepin, and Kurush Bo. The interior comes with great difficulty. So L'chorah, the percentage of time, the good years, should have been overwhelmingly greater producing. This is not the fact. The reason for this is because Klal Yisrael lives in two worlds. Klal Yisrael lives in Olam Hazeh, and Klal Yisrael lives in Olam Haba. Everybody else, particularly new Torah, only through Torah this is true. The whole world lives in Olam Hazeh. We also live in Eilam Hazeh. We have a secret. We don't live there. We also live in Eilam Hazeh now. Not only do we go to do things and we'll get us there later, but there is a middle world that Klai Yisrael has, a kesher to a Eilam Pnimi that is b'chol not affected, doesn't relate, has no kesher to what goes on out in the street. What goes on the inner street, the outer street, all around us doesn't make a difference. It's not affected because it's b'chol in the same place. It takes place in the same place. Same physical dollar house, same city. But it's not the same place. It's not a shovel. This is a whole other work of us now. Near the world, she is from Marshall Bananas. I'm saying that the very well. A near a dwarf that the revolution gave us uptime and downtime. Meaning, Olam Hazeh is a very powerful Metzius. Very powerful Metzius. The other Metzius of Klai Yisrael has a hard time, since it's probably not the main Metzius of this world. It's a hard time surfacing. It's a hard time for a person to come in contact with the Olam Elyon, with the Olam Ruchni, in this Olam Gashmi, in this Olam Poshut. The tzarashara between Shena and the Girsa of night is that the Rishon Bechazda gave us a time where Olam Hazeh is put on dim. They turn it off. The world stops. And it goes to sleep. It's not Ne'achud. The world still goes on. It's still Yisrael. It's still Yisrael. Everything's still. And then nothing, he didn't go anywhere. So he was there. But it's on dim. All the koichos, hachius, of Olam Hazeh are put on recharge. Put on off hours. On the physical level, sleep, posture of chat and sleep. This is the first amazing rechargeable batteries. Rechargeable batteries. The Hashem gives us koichos. And if a person puts in a good day, he can very, very physically feel.
Yep. I'm just showing you both sheets. No need to sleep with it.
I'm with you. Now the koichos are finished. Go on, like, is it right? Hey, you go to sleep, wake up in the morning, and you're like, what? So this is how you do it. So can Morris explain the rabbi that say Chiddush, the Baruch Shem is Eilul Hashem, that he created the world, this process of mini Tchias HaMaaseh. Where a person's neshama is given a mana chadasha, a new unit of life, a new unit of class. There's a few difficult nakuzis here that we're trying to avoid, but we can't totally avoid them. I'm trying to try to concentrate to see if we can get to the Nekudos HaIkriyos. The sleep process on the surface is a physical process. Just like eating is a necessary physical activity in the Kinyan of Guf. So we would consider it in terms of productive activity, we would consider we consider the sleeping process also a necessary evil, that in the fact that we're so mortal and so fragile, and we have to sleep. but just like we saw last week, that the eating process itself can have very high significance. So too, the sleeping process can be an avoider. It must be an avoider. It can be given a person something that's not attainable to any other store. And it has such value that it's given as the second cousin, as a second choice to sit to learn. Those two have a tzadah shalom. Anything else you want to stop a chesed, a avid, wonderful thing. You do it any day. At night, see the sleep line. So computer shall dwell in things that are yidur, we'll talk about things that are known. The goof sleeps. Who doesn't die? God doesn't exactly review that. So it's called in. What's the difference between somebody who's dead and somebody who's sleeping? What does it take to get him up? That's the main difference. When he's sleeping, what's the main difference? The main difference is that this guy needs to wake up, and this guy needs a full Kriyas Mesu job. Yeah. As far as the... Oh, you was there, was it? Practical productive capabilities. It's not very, very little difference. This difference is called Echod Nishishi. There's 59 parts difference. There's one part out of shock. I don't want to talk about death. We've talked about in the past. The whole ocean. Especially a type of a death, Echad Mishish Mishanemisa, where we are guaranteed that under this regular Sidra Ha'ilah, he goes to sleep, say Krishna, you mouth kick in and show him, burns from his hands, he's back to the next day. Although this happens, and that happens, it's possible, all possible, right? But the Mice of Benjamin really was very good at it. You give him every night to the show, and he gives it back. It's a pretty sure thing, relative. The process, the significance of the process is that for a smaller person, a lower person, a regular Jew, it takes place on a level that he's not aware of. For a choshev Jew, for a person in very particular high metrics, it can be to a point that he's aware. As long as a person is totally entrenched, as Hashem in the group, so then he's very, very reduced. Neshama is bigger than a mouth. Neshama, the whole Milky Way is like a little zach, like a little neshama. Every it's neshama. So the Milky Way, maybe a quibble and money, whatever they call these things. There's a gulf. Speck of dust. Nothing special. The neshama has to get squeezed and squeezed, and I don't know exactly what the machinery of the nation has to arrange this operation. But in order for a child to be born, the boy neshama has to go through some very major mineralization processing, in order to somehow stoop a ruchnistic neshama to physical goof. And it's not just a beta saw. It's not just a jail. When you take a human being and throw him in jail, and so you've limited his capabilities of expression, of activity, but you haven't changed his essence. He has all of his kuchas that he had, but just no room to limit out and express. When the shaman goes into the groove, it's a shino shaman, it's a change in its situation that is now enabled only to function through the koichos of the goof. For example, the neshama has the unlimited riyah, just like a malach, There are no problems with glasses. Other reason, even in his group, was already misafe or anything like that. Seriously, unsafe. That's only a limitation. But, it's part of the group. Truth or anything like is not bad. There's not much wrong with either. Our group, our Mishavu, is so limited in that its capability of sight, in terms of actual perception, is limited to the Kochos HaGuf for most of us. A general person, he says, show me how you see. And eyeballs can't see anything. I won't prove to you. I'll show you that the basic cross full of eyeballs and that's anything. Neshama is where all of the kliches were. So the neshama before it gets to the group doesn't need eyeballs. So who needs eyeballs? The group doesn't have eyeballs, the neshama doesn't need them. So he uses them. That's his, yeah, the neshama needs them. When you squeeze the neshama is put into a group, it was now restricted, constricted, whatever words you're going to use, that it's now allowed them to see through eyeballs. Yeah. Now it actually, the Neshama sees through the eyeballs. That's how the group sees through the Neshama. They seem together. A person is be'emes, a chibur of Neshama group one year. In this circumstance, so these are things that we talked about before. Vaday Maisim has all the mitzvahs available that you can do while Maisim. And they have the Torahs of mitzvahs, they have all the value. So, in Neshama terms, nighttime is a freedom. It's a break. It doesn't get totally removed from the roof. But it's like the muscle, I showed this muscle to somebody, nighttime is when Neshama is let out for a walk. Now, it depends. When you let out a prisoner, depends. If he jumps out on his own, so you never know if you're going to get him back. If you take him out for a walk, so he's chained. And depending on who the guard is exactly where he's going to go and how far he's going to go. The neshama goes for a walk. It's called, in our terms, dreams. That's the word that's used. It's called cholam. The Iruya Halei, the massive of Libo Shalodom, that is a sum total of his activity during the day, is the guard, is the chains. Where the person was during the day, where the person's mind is, where his Neshama was during the day, that's where he goes for walking. He was in good places, so it was good places, Neshama tips. If he was totally entrenched, internalized the entrenchment in the Yom Yom Hazeh, they don't dream about it. It's held. So it's also a testing ground. A person can see if he has any shackles or anything. And on a higher level, on the highest levels, the people that were Bali Hasoga, people that were attained at the highest madrigas in the Yuvatayo. So all of what they accomplished in the day was just a preparation for the deal at night. Most of Nevi'im were Makavim as well from the Lila. Lila's have special opportunities. The show is not so restricted. There's capability of coming in contact with a higher world. All of us have a immediate effect from this walk. Even if the Neshama walks around, and that's the greatest of levels, and the dreams are not on the greatest of levels, but before even, this is the process that rejuvenates the group. The kliches that the guf runs is one of the kliches in the shaman. When the shaman is allowed a little bit out of the limiting forces of the goof. The goof is color. The goof is chomer. The goof is bull. Up until here, you used it up, it's gone. Those are goof rules. So how come in the morning you wake up fresh? The answer is because that's neshama rules. The neshama being taken outside of the rules of the goof is able to stretch a little. That's okay. That's nice, goof, you did yours, but stretch a little. And in neshama terms, there's no such thing as using up places. Everything is in Sifi, like the source of everything is Chayek or Kamim Al. There's no using up Kechus. We get tired, Shem doesn't get tired. Just get fed up, and then aggravated, and worn out. And when the Shem is allowed out for this little walk, that is weird and enables to bring back, when it comes back with the goof, it brings back the mukhachas, it brings back the neshama terms. So sleep, although it can be physically also quite a juvenizing, enjoyable process when you're dead tired, especially. Dead tired is a longer and such very, very exact statement. This is a chesed elyon. The Rebbeinu Shlomo was gezer, the gezer that we have to be in this world for so next amount of years. But if we'll be here straight, 80 years non-stop, it would be intolerable. We get worn out. We can't handle it. No, you can't handle it. The emes, a person cannot handle more than 12 hours. You have to know how difficult the world will do it. For 18 hours, say. Not planning in the numbers. But the emes, a person's losing this world, is on a one-day basis. Because you can't survive in this world longer than that. You get out, you get rejuvenized, you get replenished, new koichos, new day, new zman, new koichos. So Rabbi Shalom has a daily creation process. Each person is a different person every day. Whatever you did yesterday is nice, it's true, it's going to be a continuum, it's aleichem. It's actually, it has no changes. Every day is a new day, new koichos, it's like you're born again. This is because of this going back and forth from Olamos. That for the lower level person takes place on levels mostly that he's not aware of. And the most physical ramifications of it is very aware of the rejuvenation a person has in the morning. But the etzim, it's not the neshama, it's not the deeper koichas for everybody. The neshama is coming into a greater contact with the relation, with the elements of humans. And that gives the neshama koichas to stand another day. That's shayna. Shayna is no partial operation. So anyway, obviously she had another hour. Right? Why work? Sleep.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Why would I don't know, you look that to the degree that a person is capable of chapping around Eilam Hazeh, you only have 80 years. To the degree that you can manage to survive in Eilam Hazeh and be productive in real terms. So you have to chap around every moment is a golden opportunity. There's a chesed in Simcha Chazal that a person's working years for 20 years. You chop off the nights and chop off the first 10 years, the first 20 years. Kids, how much productive activity of a person's life is a very, very short, concentrated amount of time. And to the degree that a person has the capability of hopping around that time, I don't know how many you look in producing. That's his chayek in Netzach. So there's another way. There's another opportunity. This is a ramification for the day also. not only can a person leave this world in order to live in a better world and to come back with greater kindness in this world. So the secret is that there's another way to do the same thing. Instead of Shayna, you will be able to Shayna. Eitz Chaim Hilam Achzikim Bo. Torah has the capability of bringing them from the Olam HaMisa. This world is Olam HaMisa. Especially after Chet. Everything is in this world. Every person was born into this world. From the day he's born, he's on an express train to the grave. It's 80 years. That takes some time, but he's in the process of dying from the day he's born. Everything in this world is restricted, is constricted, is limited, is problematic. But the Olam was created in such a way that there are two Sidur Eros in the world. There's the Sidur Eros of Light of the Year, Olam Hazeh, which the Pasuk says, he gave the Shamish and Shalsayim, the Kotin, Shalsalayla. There was also the Or Harishon. It's also the Or Shereim Yitzchus Ha'ilah Tzeifah. The Or that's not restricted by any of the restrictions of this world. This is the Or of Lasad Lover. This is the Or of Olam Haba. And that Or limits of the Torah. Torah has the capability of being mayor, a person's neshama and growth, with that more ego, that more that's beyond all of the limitations, all of the circumstances of life, and other. Because Yehu b'toikvay, when the Shemesh is out, when the world is b'toikvay, so that it's difficult, it's more difficult for the Or Elyon of Torah to be made. The Nivra Laila Ela B'Sheina Ela B'Sheina Agirsa Rein Chochmos B'Laila. Laila is a time that Olam Hazeh is turned down a little bit. The forces, the koichos, the distractions, the internal distractions that chain a person to Olam Hazeh are not so easy to overcome. Not as easy to overcome the capability of going beyond it and living by the Yisa Elie in the world of the Or Hamiti, in the Or of the Tzius Chaim Hamiti, Chaim Lahad. Through Torah we have the capability of doing that even here in this world. The Zman HaMiyuchot, who that is capable for a person to be Zoicha to those Majigas, is the Tafka B'Layla. Reichach Mos B'Layla, Shereichach Mos B'Layla. Usually a person learns, say, 8 hours during the day and 3 hours at night, or something like that. Rather in time terms, whatever it is, but usually time-wise, the person they're talking about, Talmud Pocher, is in full-time learning. He also sleeps. So he doesn't, he's not really light and learns all night. Even when I'm just asleep, he's talking about that Talmud Pocher to sleep 8 hours. So he sleeps, so he learns 4 hours at night. And he's all night. But now this way of Masbel Ayla is not talking about how many pages. But the Chochmah, the Imika Chochmah, the understanding, the Ha'orra, the Or HaTayah, the Ne'a Mitzvah HaTayah Olam, that Tayah that you learn during the day, just like the actions that a person does during the day, will determine what type of Or HaDinyan takes the neshama for a trip in the world of Cholomos, so too, for a person with Chayei Chayusav, like, the Torah that he learns during the day is the Hechshir for the Ura that can be made of the life. Rei Koch Masai is the Pshat that the Torah that you learn during the day is a Hechshir that enables that the Torah that you learn at night to be made easier with the oil. It's a chutzpah to put the two together, but it's not me, I wouldn't do it. Shayna, the Tzara Shorosh of them, which is specific to Lila, is that they are two, rather than equal, truthful partners in the Mahalach, have the capability of overcoming the restriction of Holy Mitzvah and being closer to Shaykhus, to Amatz of Yisrael. If that's not a Holy Mitzvah, it's not an Otsam, then what is? This is the Emes de Kuzman. The Emes is that the Moshe goes true also. Just as this is true to the Reilos as compared to the Yomim, so it was true to the Zman goes as compared to the Zman of Hativa. We have to know in this Dua Achron that we live in, anyway, we've been Mechunich, we know from step one, the Yisrael of Yehudas of Deus. We know that the further you go down in history, the more the Koichos. And we don't need to go very far for us to see how limited the Nechonam and the Koichos are, how limited our understanding is, how limited our Koichos and Nefesh are, how limited our Yuri is, our Av is, our Fex, at any level, that a person is mapping himself. And to whatever degree he had capability of knowledge through Sha'al's Kinech Mi'umulach. What it looked like just not so long ago. You can see tremendous ease at this. So Matzah Echad, this is very discouraging. A person could say, I'm so small, I'm so little, so incapable. Where can I get to anyway? At all levels, it's true. And that's true, we have to know our tiny. But on the other hand, it's like Lila, that our capabilities are limited, but the expectations that we have, and the limitations, the restrictions that are given on this level, are much, much lower than the earlier generations. The person wants to be Zeichel, the Chachmas HaTorah, an early generation, there were prerequisites. There were very, very strict prerequisites. And all of the Majorik is going up the ladder. Elif Nechnosim, Echad Yitzim. Maybe also today that she has such a similar formula, Elif Nechnosim, Echad Yitzim. But on the surface it doesn't seem to be. And it's very adorable in the world, and it's hard that in the last generations, that were in earlier generations also, were not available. A person can't come to those levels of learning without tremendous schuyos, tremendous preparation, achonos, majeus. Nowadays it's available for people on much, much lower majeus. The reason? Because it's Lila, because we're so low. The formula of creation is always Shavu. There's always, in every generation, a total avoider to be done. There's a total generation, a total avoider that every generation has to do. And that that's accomplished in every generation is always a shutvus between Klai Yisrael and Moshe. The bigger Klai Yisrael is, the earlier generation, the less Moshe does. Because it only does that that wasn't up to us. Nowadays, there's almost nothing that the Moshe doesn't do. Because there's almost nothing to expect from us. so we can go for a trip. In the early generations, the pisul shel nachat that they had to bring was for us a pisul shel they would call it a kliyos. Yachasi was also called a pisul shel nachat. But the Akiva had to have a pisul shel ulam in his life. We can get a pisul shel nachat. We can get through. Get for the Yachasi, you know, but for doesn't patter us. I don't know, it's a big machai. Just like Lila doesn't patter for us. It's a big machai. It's an opportunity. It's a ace of God's name. We have to know that we live in the Lila Shavuchal Lilis. Chishach Shavuchal Chishach. It's never been a confused generation, dark generation. We're even in those places where there should be or Torah. There are many people walking around bumping into walls. There are many, most. Or everybody, I don't know. But if you feel proud of what you know, there's a wall you're bumping into. So don't get discouraged. Everyone else also bumping into walls. They have different. Several equals having the call, that's in every generation. In our generation, the equals have a portion. The whole of the all the generation wants from us is the call. We're not going to bump into the walls. We're blind. The walls are on the tongue. Is there anybody giving us direction? Is there anybody showing us the way? Do we understand anything? Do we know what we're doing? So we should say, no, man. So we put it on the floor. Get up and go right there. You bump your nose. Go right. Several people, brush it off. Get up, go right there. The koyach of Lila is that the koyches, that all that was before, all of the yoni, that we're Chayes is based on, going back to the Dovus. It's only a Chona for the Lila. All the Kichas that Chayes is bringing, all of the usual that we have from all of the generations, from the Ovus, Tzius Mitzrayim, Mishka, based in Migdosh, all the Golias, all the Torah, Chayes is the Ovus, Yiddish Hashem, you see that. Everything. Who's that always? It's all us. That's us. Who's the Yiddish? That's me. Right. I got it. Mine. That's my daddy. That's it. That's his. That's mine. A person can be a zero if you have 5 million in it. How it goes. You know that? But yeah, look. I sound very, very wealthy. Very. We have such big chalakim in Yerusha. Everything that was given to us, Shemati from no one to tell me to say, but told us to say, the emes shayush of the inyan of Yerusha is, he says, it's a necessity to enable prayer. Every generation tuzuf, every generation grows, and inherits all that was good that was done in Talmud. So how is the new generation going to have Bechir? After all of the Yerusha, he starts off a millionaire, so where is he going to get Bechir? So the Rishon had to, just like he had to take the Neshama and strip it into a goof in order to enable Bechir, as Chayesel grows throughout every generation, growing bigger and bigger, he had to strip us into a lower generation, into a deeper Chayesel, in order to enable Bechir. We have the Yerusha of all history. And if that would come to the surface, joke. This is all we can stand in our way. America, Russia, and all work together. It's a joke. We can stand in our way. The bishop still wants something from us. So he stooped us down into this lowest of low, into the blind of the blind, the blind leading the blind, and love following the blind, you are leading the blind, you are following the blind. Krishna. Life. It's a life. You have two choices what to do in life. I'm not talking about anything that has to do right now, anything going on in any place. But there are tkufas kazut, where the lila gets darker. There are tkufas, where the confusion gets greater. There are tkufas that, yachasit, yesterday, now it's really light, yesterday the sun was shining. Very, very difficult tkufas, where the confusion becomes internalized within the inner innards of wherever you go. There are two choices what to do, and they're both good. One's better than the other. What do you do when it's really confusing, where you can't find your way? There are two answers and they're both good. Where do you go to sleep? Wake up when it's over, I'll be much better. I'm serious. Go to sleep. Wake up and say, disconnect from the world. Turn it off. Wake up the next day, you'll see the sun shining again. You'll be revived, refreshed. You'll be fine, what's doing? What's up? How are you? You're done that. The other mahalach is there. We have the capabilities. Every lila that comes our way. Every lila, every day has another lila. Every lila is built on the day beforehand. And if a person is goyis, uses the time to learn. Partial learning, any learning will do it. Also learning the sutras that are involved of that lila, from the light to the lila. So you can come to the oratoria that can be mirror every situation. Either way, this is two ways that a person can see through all of the lilas of the world, all of the lilas of life, and to realize that not only this is not just a necessary evil, but this is the good part of us. This is the higher productive part of us. To such a degree is it true, so you do it from the good, that he was on that level, that in his lilas they came to give him big presents. He sent them away. The old gets kind of which you get presents. It's to such degree, or Mawa, or the Mabo, that's Gedder is a Gedder of Schar. It's a Gedder of Schar. It's not a Gedder of Mabo. You only get it if you deserve it because of what you did during the day. But the Goyim said, Zechar Achirish, that they even the Matana, they don't give a person that he couldn't eventually get on his own, he would be Yagya. So that was true for the good. I take whatever presents they're going to give me. I don't put anything down. That guy was after me. Now we have that. Tzchar has a very monadic function. Tzchar, Fakasha. Give Tzchar. No, I'm all for Tzchar. Tzchar is a very good thing. Tzchar, show me Tzchar. I won't get Tzchar. I won't get Tzchar again. Tzchar. Okay, I will get Tzchar again. But it's not the same if I did it myself. Actually, see? When you're bumping your nose, you don't make, the gun makes those switch points, you don't make those switch points. When a person has a horror, so first you give the marshal of a person walking in a dark place, and there's a lightning bolt. Shniyah. That the light was there because of the lightning bolt. The whole day after Kadavar was lightened up and now he knows the way. When a person, Bizman Alayla, is either through Shayna, through Shayna, Barak, or through Shayna, or through Nima, has an or. He gets something that goes beyond the Mazahis. He realizes, for a second, he's raised up over the world, and, oh, that's where I live, and that's my wife and kids, and here's all my friends, and that's me down there. I do these kind of very strange things that I do down there. For Shnia, a person gets up a different perspective. He sees Tzalayim Ha'alba, Shiyesha, Bakasha. Shiyesha, don't give Tzalayim. Once a day, I'll take it, no problem. Once I get away. the capability of the Eserotzen of Leibler, Meir de Leibler, is such absolute necessity for survival that wasting such an opportunity is mischayev b'nafshei. The Herlich Badayach is the same idea. Maybe we should speak about more, but since my shirt is about to walk away, I have to get home before he does, we'll stop here.